Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Episode 39, and I am so excited you are here. So today we're going to talk about who is Jenny and where in the world did she come from? So let's get started. So a little bit about me. I know I did a podcast prior to this one explaining a little bit who I am and the adaptive athlete side, but I'm going to go a little bit more in depth, make it short, make it simple, and make it kind of put all the puzzle pieces together for you. I'm a wife. I'm a dog mom. I'm an athlete. I'm a car lover. I'm a people person. I'm a mind healer. I'm a mentor. I'm so many things, I don't even know where to start. Let's start in the very beginning. I was born with a visual impairment, and to be honest, I don't know what it's like to be anything different. I don't know what it's like having all my vision. I don't know what it's like seeing with two eyes. I don't know what it's like having that amazing ability to have peripheral vision on my right-hand side. But starting off really young, I had parents and doctors and everybody else develop my skills. As a young kid, I had doctors tell me that I would never be normal. And not really sure what normal really is, but my normal is pretty rad. And I had doctors tell me that I would never play sports, never drive cars, wouldn't have eye-hand coordination, wouldn't be in a normal school. Well, tell me that I can't do something is not gonna go over very well. So I'm that type of person. I'm super stubborn. I'm gonna make you a scrapbook and send it to you and how I did it. But I was very determined to play sports and be a normal kid as best I could be normal. But there was another hitch in that being normal. I'm 6'3" and 225 pounds. Okay, so yeah. Most of my friends were like 5'5", like 90 pounds, tiny little petite things. And it was so frustrating for me. And it really gave me a body image complex because I was like three times the size of all of my friends. And nevertheless, having a visual impairment and being huge compared to everybody else, wow, talk about being in your teenage years and really having some complexes to deal with. This is where my dad introduced me to Tony Robbins. He's like, Jenna, he always called me Jenna, which was hilarious. Jenna, you should listen to this guy. I bought you this cassette tape. I know, I'm 43 years old. It's a cassette tape. And it was six of them, actually. And I started listening to this dude who was very loud and swore like a pirate. I kind of thought he was entertaining. So I listened to all the tapes and I really learned a lot of things. Even as a 14-year-old girl, I was like, okay, he's really tall. He's kind of sassy and vibrant and, you know, why can't I? So I really started to just kind of embrace my inner badass, per se, as a young kid, but not 100%. I never told anybody about my visual impairment. Why is that? Well, when you look at me, you kind of can't tell that I have a visual impairment, but you kind of can tell that I'm 6'3". So I kind of picked the lesser of the two evils to deal with. I didn't tell anybody that I was visually impaired until in the middle of a pandemic. I'm super proud of myself in the aspect that I was able to go through life. Solving my problems looked very different according to everybody else, because having a visual impairment is kind of intense. It's involving a lot of doctors. It's involving different ways of learning. It's involving different ways of living and doing. In the modern world, we call that adapting. So since I've been a baby, I learned how to adapt, and adapting has been my everyday living. I love who I turned into. Now, ask me that when I was 20, I would tell you I hate myself, I'm fat, I'm ugly. I go through the whole spectrum because I was really struggling with who I was and who I wanted to be and who was going to love me if I look like this. And it's just really rough. I think this is why I went into the field I did. I went into college to be a teacher. I had a college professor tell me that teaching isn't for you. You should look into something else. Once again, this is now another professional. I had a doctor when I was young telling me I could never drive or play sports. I did have a guidance counselor in middle school tell me that I was just a dumb athlete and I would never go to college. And now in college, I had a professor tell me that I shouldn't be a teacher because it's not for you. When you consistently have people tell you that you can't do something, it's kind of frustrating. These are people you're supposed to look up to. These are people that you look to for guidance. And they're guiding you according to their limitations, according to their abilities, and according to their facts. But that's not for me. So in college, yeah, I took the lady's advice and I totally diverted my career and I wanted to be a teacher and I actually turned more into therapy counseling with an odd minor in law. So, which was kind of interesting and we'd talk about that later, but I really liked where I kind of switched gears because it gave me the opportunity to work more with the mind, how the mind works, how it doesn't work, how it fires, how it's wired. And it was fascinating because my brain is wired very differently, even though everybody's brain is the same, but having a visual impairment, my brain is just different. And I think everybody's brain is so different and that's what makes us different people. It was fascinating. I actually worked in the mental health field for 17 years. I started off with forensic case management, which was awesome, and I loved it. And I worked with a really intense population because, once again, it's working with somebody's brain and how different it is, and to understand it and try to rewire it. And then moving more into family therapy and group therapy and just helping people understand how their mind works and how we can make that mindset work in society. I love what I do. I love tinkering and figuring out and putting all the puzzle pieces together. It's what makes me happy. And I do that to this day. And that's why when spending 17 years in healthcare, I always still had that passion for fitness. And I know I didn't talk anything in this podcast about fitness, that I did play volleyball in college and traveled the world and did all these really rad things with my athletic career. But I was able to take my corporate career and my athletic career and kind of mash them together because I love working with the mind, but fitness is my jam. Helping people find love for sports, find love for activity, find love for just helping their own health and wellness was such a huge thing for me because I had to find my own health and wellness journey because I had my body issues all through high school and college because of just the way I was and the way I was built and the way society makes you feel like you're inadequate because you're different. Well, I knew I was different and I learned to embrace this more in my later 20s. And it was hard. It's hard being different. But when you really embrace who you are and really tap into that beautiful world, it's amazing. Amazing things can happen when you are really authentic and you really love who you are. And that's where I got into this coaching. I guess you call it coaching. I call it more mentoring because it's my job to help you realize how amazing you are, how beautiful you are, and all your abilities. There's so many people out there who are 100% going to take you and tear you down because that's all they know.
They don't know how to build people up. I worked in the corporate world where people would tear me down. They would tell me how stupid my ideas were, or that it's not good enough, that I'm not good enough. I once didn't get a promotion in a career because no one wanted to work with the population that I currently had. My boss told me, no, you need to stay with the population you have because we have no one. We can't give you this other job. And it's so frustrating because once you become good at something, you get pigeonholed. It's this world of you're just like, what do I do? I took all these life experiences from having a visual impairment, my body issues, my weight issues, my mindset issues of not being good enough, so many people telling me I can't do things. And I put it all together and I started to work on myself. Even to this day, I'm 43 years old and I still work on myself. I have coaches, I have physical health coaches, mental health coaches, spiritual coaches, business coaches. All these people help me in different aspects of my life. I think people need coaches, they need mentors. Go have a therapist. There's nothing wrong with having a therapist because it's this stigma this world has out there that getting help is bad. Oh, if you get help, you can't do it yourself. You need somebody to help you. That's bullshit. It's the aspect of you making a decision saying, I can't do this by myself. Why not hire somebody to teach me the ways to do it? Teach me the bridge over the problem that I'm having. Teach me a different outlook that I never really thought of. That's what mentoring is all about. And I always say, it's my favorite quote, my mantra, what I live by. A mentor is somebody who lived the journey, but teaches the cliff notes. When I teach the cliff notes, it's my life experience. It's my personal development journey. It's all the stuff I learned in school and masters and my coaching, what I learned from Tony Robbins and Brendan Burchard and my business coach, my spiritual coach. It's all these things I learned together that I give to you. You are able to learn all the stuff that it took me 25 years to learn that I'm telling you. Hey, what about this idea? Or hey, don't believe what people are telling you because that's their own limiting mindset. It's not your fault that they're having a bad day. You can't take that personal. Or coping skills. I know I talked about that last podcast. We as a society don't have coping skills. We either get angry or walk away. We don't deal with the problem. What are we doing as a human being to help us get better? And that's why I'm here to help you create a beautiful world ahead of you. There are so many opportunities that are out there for you. It's about how you take them and run with them. You are such a beautiful person inside and out that sometimes you just need someone to believe in it. You need someone to stand in that corner and be like, hey girl, you got this. Or hey boo, I'm so proud of you. Or honey, you got this. Do it. And yes, you're going to fail. Yes, you're going to fall. Yes, you're going to have shitty days. But you know what? You're going to learn what works and what doesn't. That's called life. All right, everybody. I know this was kind of all over the place, but you know what? Sometimes we just need to break it down to the basics. Who's Jenny? What do I do? How I can help you, what mentoring is, it's just a bridge to help you over your life crisis. That's what a therapist does. That's what a counselor does. That's what a mentor does. And I'm here to help you. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, definitely look me up on all my social media platforms. I would love to hear from you. I have been so excited meeting so many new people over the last 6 months, and I love you all. Say hello. Tell me that you heard this podcast, and how can I help you? So most importantly, don't forget that you are the most important person of your story. And talk to you next week.